Adventure into Fear. Welcome to Adventure into Fear. This is your host, Maria Powell, to take you on a personally conducted tour into the world of the strange, the mysterious, the uncanny, and the unknown. Oh, do remember, none of these things you'll hear about could possibly happen to you. Or could they? Story. I do hope that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little, so settle back, get a good grip on your nerves, and be comfortable, if you can, as we prepare to venture into a world filled with strangeness and mystery. The world inside a human brain. It's a story I call Mind Over Murder. On a stretch of green lawn at the top of high cliffs overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, the great Ricardo, who claims to be the world's greatest mind reader, is practicing his art in preparation for the vaudeville tour he is soon to begin. He stands blindfolded, assisted by his lovely young wife, Ellen, and the gardener, Carl.
Carl, go pick a book out of the basket. Any book. I'll open it to a page, any page. Concentrate on the book. Think about the title and the appearance of the book. Think about the book. Yes. Yes, I'm getting impressions from your mind. It's quite a good-sized book. It's a book of short stories. The title is 4 and 20 Bloodhounds. And the stories are mystery stories. You're looking forward to reading it, Carl. Your mind is quite a quiver with anticipation.
Well, I do kind of like mysteries, Mr. Ricardo, but gosh, I don't know how you know the title with your eyes blindfolded and my back to you.
I read your thoughts with the eyes of my mind. Now I want to try something else. Ellen?
Yes, Ricardo?
Sit in the wicker chair over here on my right. Turn your back to both me and Carl.
You aren't going to...
Please do not argue. Do as I say.
But, Rick, I can't. Yesterday my head ached for hours. Please, don't make me...
It will come easier in time. Now sit down.
Oh, all right.
Make your mind free of all thoughts. I want you to look into Carl's mind and to read there what his eyes see on the page before him. Now, Carl?
Mr. Ricardo?
Open the book to the first page of a story. Concentrate on it.
Sure thing.
Now, Ellen, read the page at which Carl is looking. I command you by the powers of the mind, read.
It says... No, I can't make it out. It's all blurred. Oh, my head.
Gosh, she's fainted, Mr. Ricardo.
She'll revive in a moment. You can leave now.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Ricardo.
Ellen. Ellen, my dear. Wake up. I order you to wake up.
Oh, my head, it hurts so.
It will quickly pass. And in no time, you'll find the whole thing quite simple.
Oh, Ricardo, I can't. I just can't help you when you act like that. When you try to make me read something in Carl's mind, I feel as if my brain were going to split.
You will help me, Ellen. You'll see. Now I'm going to the house. You may sit here until your head feels better. And you will have company. I see my handsome young press agent coming this way. You must be nice to him, Ellen. He's really a very good press agent.
Oh, there you are, Ricardo. I was looking for you.
It's too bad your mind is one of the few I cannot read, Tom, or I would have known you wanted me. Was it about something special?
Advanced stories for the Boston papers. I thought you might like to read them before I mail them.
Excellent. I'm going up to the house now, and I'll read them right away. Stay and keep Ellen company. I'll see you presently.
What's the matter, Ellen? What's he been doing to you?
Nothing, Tom. I just have a little headache.
He's been making you work with him in his act again, hasn't he?
Oh, please, I'm all right, really.
Ellen, listen. You've got to leave Ricardo, do you hear? Leave him and divorce him.
Oh, no, Tom, I can't.
You don't love him, do you?
No, but, Tom, we mustn't talk about it.
Ellen, I love you. And I want to get you away from Ricardo. I'll kidnap you if necessary.
Here he comes.
Ellen, my beautiful one. Is it Tom who has put that sparkle in your eyes and that flush in your cheeks?
Well, why, of course not.
I would not like it if I thought so. I should be very angry if my beloved had eyes for anyone but me. But of course you haven't, have you?
No, of course not.
For you love me devotedly, do you not?
I love you devotedly.
You see, Tom, why I dare leave Ellen alone with such a young and attractive man as yourself? I have perfect faith in her. So when we start our tour next week, you must travel with us. I will be quite busy, and I hope you will keep Ellen from being lonely. I'm sure the trip won't bore you. I expect it to be most interesting.
We've got 2 minutes. Are you all ready?
Yes, I guess so. Except for putting on my hat and coat, but... Oh, Tom, I'm afraid.
There's nothing to be afraid of. In 2 minutes, the train will stop. We'll get off. Ricardo's in the diner. He won't finish for a quarter of an hour. By then, the train will be a long ways from Bridgeville.
It won't work. I just know it won't work, Tom.
Ellen, get hold of yourself. Ricardo's just a man, not a devil.
Sometimes I think he is a devil. I'm positive that he knows everything we're thinking. He's just playing with us. It seems so... so amused ever since the tour started. He almost seems to be deliberately throwing us together just to see what happens.
In a minute, you'll be through with him forever. There's a bus for Chicago leaving 5 minutes after we get off. In Chicago, you'll stay with my mother until he can get a divorce. And then you're going to marry me.
Oh, Tom, I'm afraid. And my head hurts so... He made me help him in the act again last night. Ever since, my head has felt queer. Ricardo.
Yes, my dear. I was worrying about your headache. I left my lunch to come see how you were.
I'm a little better.
I've got work to do. I'm going back to my seat.
No, wait, Tom. I would like to prove to you how devoted Ellen is to me.
I'm not interested.
Oh, but you are. Ellen, my love.
Yes, Ricardo.
I am taking a revolver from my pocket. Point it at your heart, my dear, and pull the trigger.
Yes, Ricardo.
Stop, Ellen. Stop! What? Why did...
The gun was empty. But Ellen did not know that. Did you, dear?
No. I didn't know it.
And so she was willing to die. Just because I asked her to. Such devotion is rare. It is the kind that lasts through all eternity. As ours will. For we shall always be together, Ellen and I, while we live, and after we die, nothing will ever separate us. Nothing.
And so the great Ricardo's triumphal tour continued. Newspaper stories told of his amazing feats. And of the feats almost as marvelous performed at his direction by his pale and very lovely wife. Twice Tom urged Ellen to flee with him. But both times Ricardo appeared upon the scene, smiling, as though knowing every word that had been said. So at last, Tom changed his tactics. Waiting until one evening when Ricardo was on the stage, holding a great audience spellbound, Tom slipped backstage to the dressing rooms.
You shouldn't be here, Tom. If Ricardo...
Never mind, Ricardo. Put on your coat.
But the performance won't be over for half an hour.
Ellen, Ricardo's been playing with us for weeks. He hopes I'll go for him so he can kill me. He's so jealous of you, it's affected his mind.
I think that's true, Tom. But I can't leave him. And even if I could, he'd make me come back. I wouldn't be able to help myself.
That's nonsense. He can't do anything to you if he doesn't know where you are.
He always knows. He can read it from my mind, even if I'm miles away from him.
I've got a plan that will fool him. Will you trust me?
But if he catches us, he might kill you.
This is one time he's not going to be clever enough. Just put on your coat and come along without asking any questions.
Where are we, Tom?
In a minute, we'll be at a small hotel I picked out of a newspaper ad. Ricardo can't read my mind, so he can't possibly know where we're going.
Oh, Tom. I almost feel as if I really can escape from him.
You have escaped, darling. Here's where we stop.
The Hillview Inn. Oh, Tom, what a quaint place. And what a lovely view over the hills.
Yeah. I found the ad in the paper, as I said. I've engaged a room for you and one for me. We'll stay here tonight, and tomorrow Ricardo will be in Buffalo. We'll be heading in the opposite direction.
Tom, there's someone standing in the shadow beside the porch.
Probably the proprietor waiting for us. Is that you, Mr. Adams?
No, Tom, it is I.
Ricardo!
Yes, my beloved. I've been waiting for you. What took you so long?
How did you get here? How did you know we were coming here?
Why, Tom, it was I who told you to bring Ellen here. I put the entire thought into your head.
That's impossible.
I even suggested to you, mentally, of course, to look in the paper where you could find the advertisement for the delightful little inn. It belongs to a friend of mine. He phoned me as soon as you'd made the reservation.
I don't believe it.
Yes, after patient effort, I have succeeded in inserting my thoughts into your mind. Took a long time. That's why I wanted you to come on tour with me.
You're lying, Ricardo.
Oh, no, Tom. You see, I pride myself that no mind on earth is closed to me, and yours was. Well, that was a challenge. Now I have overcome it. And there's something else I want to settle with you. Your undesired attentions to my wife.
Ellen isn't your wife anymore. She's left you for good.
Is that true, my dear?
No, Ricardo. I love you.
I'm not impressed by your tricks, Ricardo. Ellen is leaving here with me now. And what are you going to do about it?
Ellen is not leaving, but you are. See that railing behind you? Beyond it is a 50-foot drop to a rocky ledge.
What of it?
In a moment, you're going to fall accidentally over that railing and be killed. Now I'll show you a trick of Oriental wrestling, which you may find confusing.
Tom, look out! He's forcing him back to the railing.
Oh, maybe. I know some tricks, too. How do you like... this one!
Oh. Tom, he's going over the railing! He'll be killed!
No, the great Ricardo, mind reader extraordinaire, was not killed. For weeks afterwards, he hovered on the borderline between life and death. And then, as if pulling himself back to life by the sheer strength of his will, he slowly won his fight. But though he lived, his fall had paralyzed his body, leaving only his mind truly alive. He lay in bed, still breathing, but unable to move, to speak, or even to open his eyes.
So he's definitely going to live, Doctor.
Yes, there's no longer any doubt of it. It's almost a miracle. I thought that no man could survive such an injury.
He deliberately refused to die. He kept saying to himself, "I will not die. I will not die.
You could hear him? But he's paralyzed. He can't speak.
I could hear him. I could hear his voice in my mind.
Oh, I see. Yes, he's going to live, but he will never move again, nor speak, nor see.
Yes, he knows that.
I beg your pardon?
He knows that he'll never recover. But he wants to go home. I have to take him there. I will look after him.
But, Alan, you can't. You mustn't.
I have to. Tom, don't you see? I'm his prisoner again, the prisoner of his mind. And this time I'll never escape.
And so the great Ricardo returned home, a living dead man. And there in the house on the cliffs, aided only by a nurse who relieved her at night, Ellen cared for him. And Tom stayed close by to help her in any way he could, and did his best to persuade her to turn Ricardo's care over to professional nurses.
Ellen, listen to me. You can't ruin your life like this.
Tom, my mind isn't my own. He controls it. Lying in his bed in that room there, never moving. Ricardo controls my mind.
Ellen, I'm sure that's just a delusion. A psychiatrist could prove it to you. Ricardo is helpless.
But his mind isn't. It's more powerful than ever. All his strength is concentrated in it. If it weren't for the power of his will, he would die. Tom, he's planning something.
Darling, what can a man in Ricardo's condition do?
I don't know, but he has something on his mind.
Oh, Ellen, you're overwrought. You need sleep. Now, why not take a sedative and go to bed? And in the morning, we can talk again.
I have to wait until the night nurse gets here.
I'll stay with him until then. You go on. Get to bed.
All right, then, Tom. I do need rest. But you'd better wait in the room with him.
I will. I'll go in now. Good night, Alan.
Good night, Tom.
And there you are. The great Ricardo. The man who was better than anyone else in the world. And now you're a living dead man. I wish you were a dead man.
Then why don't you kill me, Tom?
What? You can't be talking. You're paralyzed.
I can speak to you, Tom. I can speak with my mind, not with my voice.
I don't believe it.
You always were stubborn. Listen, just now you were trying to get Ellen to leave me, but she never will. Ellen and I are joined together for all eternity.
I'm going to free her from you somehow. Do you hear, Ricardo?
Now you're threatening me. That means you do believe my mind can speak to yours. Good. We'll have many interesting conversations in the days to come. Good night, Tom. I'll see you tomorrow. You won't want to come, but you will. Tom, it's good of you to pay me another visit. I was hoping you would come today. In fact, I might say I was willing it, and you came. My mind has established control over your mind. So why not sit quietly and see what I have to say?
All right, what is this information of yours?
I'm dying.
You don't think that makes me sorry, do you?
The doctors do not know it, but my heart is weakening. If I relaxed my willpower for an instant, I would go out like a candle in the wind.
The sooner the better.
Perhaps so. I had great plans. But no matter. In your mind now, I read the thought, Ellen will be free. But you're wrong. Ellen is coming with me.
You devil, if I thought you could hurt Ellen, I'd kill you myself now.
No, Tom, you won't kill me. You're going to kill Ellen.
That's impossible.
There's a drawer in that table beside you. Open it. Open it. Now, with that gun, you're going to shoot Ellen. You'll be executed for it as a murderer. Thus, I will have my revenge. And because we shall die almost at the same instant, my soul and Ellen's will be forever joined.
No, you can't force me to hurt Ellen. That's one thing you can't do.
Stand up. You see, my mind does control yours. Lying here, helpless, I, the great Ricardo, have perfected a power no man before has ever attained. What I command, you must do.
I'll shoot you instead.
You see, You cannot even lift the gun. Now listen to me. Behind that screen across the room is a couch. There, Ellen lies asleep at my orders. You will walk over there, point the gun at her forehead, and pull the trigger.
You can't make me do that.
Walk, Tom. Keep on. Now move the screen aside.
No.
Move the screen.
Ellen.
She's dreaming of you, Tom. Now aim the gun well and fire.
No. No, Ellen. Ellen, wake up.
Pull the trigger.
No. Oh. Ellen. Oh, Ellen.
Her mind has gone blank. I can no longer sense it. You have killed her, Tom.
No. Ellen, I tried not to do it, Ellen. Ellen, speak to me.
She's dead. In a few moments, the police will be here. Before she fell asleep, I made Ellen phone them and tell them you'd threatened her.
I'll make sure that you die too, Ricardo.
That's not necessary. I'm going now of my own accord. I am relaxing my will and letting myself slip into the dark silence of death, where Ellen is waiting for me.
Dead. He's dead.
Tom.
What?
Tom.
Helen.
Tom, what's happened? My head. Why does it feel so strange?
Helen, you're not dead. But I shot you. I thought I'd killed you, but I'd only wounded you. That's it. You were unconscious. That's why he couldn't sense your mind.
I don't understand, Tom. Where's Ricardo? I have the strangest feeling that he's gone somehow.
He is gone. I see it now. I thought I'd killed you because I thought so, he thought so too, but I was wrong, and because I was wrong, he was wrong.
I don't understand at all, Tom.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Doctor, come quickly.
We're free of him, Ellen.
What is it?
We're free.
It's Tom.
Free forever.
It's Tom.
He made a mistake and let himself die. Now he can't.
I'm afraid I have to ask you to leave.
Ricardo was clever.
His mind has broken completely.
He was so clever that he was too clever even for himself.
This is Murray Powell again. What became of Tom and Ellen? Well, Ellen's wound was serious, but far from fatal. Not nearly as fatal as Ricardo's mistake. Ellen is free at last. And Tom? Well, perhaps Ricardo did win after all. You know, when you're dealing with a mind like Ricardo's, you can never be quite sure of anything, even though he is dead. Oh, well, goodbye for now. And do join us again when we adventure into fear.